Your love tap message for the day is love your craft. Sitting here this morning, normally I have my colored pencils, my music, which I love, and my guitar. And this morning, I'm working on redrafts, children's story, a one-act play, and a few miscellaneous pieces, but mostly with the children's story, a story about Mr. Pete Peterson, a guitar player and a young boy. He teaches how to play guitar and teaches him how to be a person. And as I'm going through this today and making the edits, and I've been writing for a very long time, with some success and some, well, there's room for improvement. But I love the process of the rewrites. As much fussiness, as much annoyance as there is, and as difficult as it is, and I tend to write quickly on a first draft, but my drafts always seem to go 15, 20 more drafts, maybe even more. Fortunately, there's computers, but that still doesn't do it. What I like, really, is having the paper in front of me and then doing the hand corrections. If I'm doing a good hand correction over a period of several days, suddenly there is more pen marks, squiggles, and scratches on that paper than there is probably text. But I was appreciating how much I love the process of the craft. I love watching, shaping, creating, changing, finding the story, getting out of my own way, getting out of who I am, and getting into the story. What does the story need to say? What are these characters really saying? How do you say the real word, the first word, not its second cousin? As Hemingway was once asked, what was the most important ingredient or most important tool for a writer? He said, a great crap detector. So as a writer or as an artist, whatever your tool is having this great crap detector, is the note that plays exactly what you want to say, not the imitation, not what some teacher said you should play, not a word that you heard before, is no matter where you are in life, as a beginning writer, as a middle writer, or as a very professional writer, is how do you make that manuscript not just okay, is that you're there and it's like got a freshness, it's got a uniqueness, it's got a voice, and it doesn't have to be all fancy words and highfalutin and all kinds of convoluted things. It's a beautiful, eloquent story with the right language for the right occasion. And in this story, it's a blues story. So today is falling in love with the craft of writing again. Fall in love with your craft. Appreciate it. It's hard. Writing is hard. It's torturous. It's a pain. And in a week, I'll be back cussing and moaning and complaining about the process of editing. But in reality, as they say, art is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. But I like a good sweat, to tell you the truth. And I love the process of creating, shaping, changing, transforming, stepping back, letting go, creating something beautiful, unique. Yes, enjoy your craft. Enjoy your beautiful artwork transformation today. And maybe it's your life that is the beautiful artwork that you're writing, transforming, creating, shaping. There's so much beauty and joy in life. Live for your creative joy. Live for that deep, bone-stirring satisfaction connected with your life, your spirit, and your creative vision. Enjoy a beautiful day.